My name is Ryan Murray. I'm a local spray paint artist and muralist who grew up in Northampton, and I've spent the last 6 or so years in Springfield. I got my undergrad degree at Carnegie Mellon University in visual art with a concentration in printmaking. I've been making artwork almost my entire life, and my recent work is informed a lot by my upbringing in a predominantly white community, the community of Northampton, as a person of color, and the transition to life in Springfield. As someone very conscious of life transitions, this piece serves as the cornerstone of my modus operandi. It is a self-portrait depicting a tumultuous time in childhood for one's mental health, which is the transition of middle school to high school, and the subsequent burden of expectations laid out by oneself and their peers, puberty, and the feelings of not fitting in. So in the picture, I stand in front of JFK Middle School, superimposed over Northampton High School, walking away from it all. And in thinking back to those experiences I had, I felt like an odd juxtaposition, a fish out of water, an elephant in a small room. I like to use very blatant and obvious imagery. For many in my position, anxiety and depression can start setting in very easily at that age. You start seeing all your flaws and mistakes under a magnifying glass, and it can be hard to find help in this town who looks like you. Northampton is 87% white, and late middle school, early high school kids can be really nasty to each other. I've had the bonus experience of teaching them as well as being one of them. If you show any sign of weakness, they will pounce on it. I was alienated because I didn't fit the cookie cutter mold of what a black person was supposed to do and look like, how they were supposed to act. So this is just one of the many adverse conditions that can affect the mental health of a person of color. My body of work is about unearthing all of these issues and coming to terms with the very comforting fact that my experience was not unique. My mental health journey is the black mental health journey as a whole. And to examine black mental health is to look into the past and notice not only the burden of societal expectations and racism, but also how patterns of suffering repeat themselves across generations. My goal is to unearth and eliminate stigmas associated with talking about mental health in communities of color. 1 in 4 African Americans have a mental illness of some kind, and of that group, only 20% are likely to seek treatment. Speaking about it can be seen as weak or emasculating. Lack of access and resources is also a huge barrier to this kind of treatment. I like to follow and read about black celebrities who are open about their mental health and musical artists who sing and rap about it in their work. I've painted portraits of them as well, connecting them all through a common thread and immortalizing what they stand for. I quite literally demonstrate their contributions to music by making these portraits on old vinyl records. I think the distinction between celebrity and regular folks when it comes to mental health is very relevant because these people are surrounded by enough resources that can gratify them, and when they speak out about what they went through, it casts a wide net of influence, and there's a greater likelihood of change in how mental health is handled in this country. As a black person especially, you shouldn't have to be extraordinary to be given attention. So when I'm not making murals, I tend to work fairly small, and this is one of the largest non-mural artworks I've made, and also one of the last ones I made before leaving Northampton. Stencils are very near and dear to me because of how unflinching the subject matter can be, and when I look at them, I can see the painstaking process that goes behind each one. So names like Banksy, C215, ABC Art Attack, these became my contemporaries, making political and personal statements, documenting the world around them. So I try to emulate them by working meticulously. I cut each layer by hand before spray painting them one on top of the other. It really teaches me to slow down and take things steady. I value technique as much as I value the concept behind the work, and in most cases, the concept is what drives the technique. it meant a lot to me that this piece was acquired for the Forbes Library's permanent collection, because when I look at it, I remember the mixed feelings I had of leaving behind my roots to lay down new ones. Living in Springfield, where I was able to launch my mural career, acquire gallery representation, and have several solo exhibits, hearing that the library wanted to acquire my piece was like a blast of nostalgia. I had spent some time away from this piece for a number of years, and I suddenly was reminded of the mental state I was in and the people I was surrounded with when I made it. In many ways, this is the most personal of my works. It's like a page out of the middle of my diary. Drawing from past trauma can be difficult, but I think it is the key to making truly visceral work. Some of the best moments of showing my work to people have been witnessing them coming up to me with their own stories. And if I can help one person come out of their shell, then I consider that a success. Today, I'm fortunate enough to work at a behavioral health clinic with plenty of therapists and clinicians of color and over 40 Western Mass locations. I think if I were to go to school again, it would probably be to become an art therapist so that I could be among them.